Andy's in Northwest, and he's a preventative measures kind of guy. He wants to prevent termites, so he's putting in these Termidor stations. And he has a slate patio into which he believes he has to drill holes so he can ply the Termidor underneath the patio. He says, I know to use a hammer drill with an 18-inch bit along the driveway, but what kind of drill do I need to get through slate without chipping it or cracking it?
First off, I want to say that Termidor doesn't work if you don't have termites, so it's not a preventative. And I think he needs to talk to some people about that, unless they're selling him a job. You can put all the Termidor down you want.
This sounds like Andy's doing it himself.
I know. And I'm surprised because you can't buy Termidor unless you find a source down the street. You know?
See, yeah.
Okay.
Hey, kid, anyway, come here.
I would tell him not to do it at all. But if you're going to drill through tile, use just a regular masonry bit to go through it. Go through the tile first and then go ahead with a heavy hole. Slate. It's a stone. It's the same thing.
He's probably going to want to go real slow through that, don't you think?
No, it'll be all right. I mean, he's going to have holes in it now anyway, and you can't drill a nice clean hole in anything. So when it's masonry,
you're gonna have a hole.
So the only thing you can do is go through with a masonry bit. Just go through it and hope for the best.
But you say
you're gonna have to have a hammer drill, so you can't go real slow. It's going to be pretty rough going through it. But it's the same drill if you did a tile shower or out of slate, a slate shower, and you're going to put grab bars, you still got to go through the tile. And so what you do is you do the same bit anyway.
Okay.
So it's a masonry bit.
Now, you say, I want to go back to what you said the first place about preventative measures with Termidor.
Yeah.
Isn't there a bait part of the Termidor that
draws them
to it?
No, that's the Centricon.
Oh, Centricon. Okay.
That's different. Termidor is a poison.
Because what I'm driving at here is I'm worried that putting this down might even attract termites.
Centricon does, and you put those out in the yard.
Okay.
And then you can alleviate the colonies. And that's more of a preventative if he wanted to do something like that, but he wouldn't have the opportunity to do himself. Termidor, if he has it, that's one thing. But that is a poison that you actually have to poison the termites. Just, it's not a barrier like the old chlordanes were.
Okay.
If you don't have termites, you're just wasting your time. And by the time the termites come, that Termidor might be long gone. You have to find where the termites are, put the Termidor there, and then they'll spread it to the colony and kill the colony.
I'm thinking that's what his thought process was.
It's just overkill. People do a lot of stuff that they shouldn't be doing. If you just do your termite inspections every year, he won't get termites.